You're listening to the Elephant in the Room podcast, powered by One Light Ahead. This is your place to join other leaders and high-achieving professionals who are serious about owning their leadership. Each week, we share strategies, interviews, and advice so you can be purposeful about your mindset and discover exactly what it means to live and lead unlayered.
Hello, everyone. Glad to have you again. First of all, a big shout out to Lindsay Hotmeyer. You hear her do our intros and outros. She is our beautiful copyright editor. If you need an amazing copyright editor, please check out Miss Lindsay Hotmeyer. My name is April Ballestero. For all of you who have been listening for a while, you know that. I get to be the founder of One Light Ahead, a service of One Light Academy Incorporated. I also get to be the host of this unique podcast, sort of unique, Addressing the Elephant in the Room podcast. We do own that trademark. We're very excited to do that. And we get to choose amazing leaders that are purposeful about their leadership. And I get to share a little journey because our special guest today, Mr. Jesse Garcia, is a leader in most unique way. He started up when we first met. I'm sure he's got plenty other stories to tell. Yet he was a team leader at a Keller Williams in Fair Oaks, California, if you've ever been there. And the first time I met him, he was willing to sit down and just have a beautiful conversation and say, let's just get to know each other. And it just awed me of what a willingness and a decision to just be present. And I just want to celebrate that with you. And we've stayed friends ever since, and we've connected in all our journeys. And I'm just overjoyed to have you here on the hot seat today, Jesse. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much for the invite. You have been a massive supporter of mine over the years, and I'm glad that I can just be a guest on something that you're creating that is in 44 countries, which is crazy. I love that.
We are excited. Yes. We're making headway, and we are welcoming anybody that isn't listening yet in another country to share in that country. Our goal is 195 total. Then we know we've succeeded in our podcast journey.
No doubt you'll hit that very quickly.
You are a gift. So thank you, Jesse. And you have an elephant you're going to take on today. Is there anything about your journey, or do you want to wait till we end to wrap up on all the specifics of your history?
I can give a 30,000 foot view just on my history. So just really quick, I was in law enforcement prior to even getting into real estate and got my license in 2006. And 2 years later, I decided to completely walk away from a job that really wasn't making me happy, and dove into real estate during, if you remember what was happening in 2008, an economic crisis, a recession, housing market, just whatever. And I dove in, and, you know, I was able to join the ranks of the top 5% in my office the first year, went on to be on the Keller Williams ALC the year after that, then was asked to and offered a position to run market centers as a team leader for 3.5 years after that. And then went to start my own tech venture. And, you know, obviously lots of bumps and bruises there and lots of learning opportunities and successes. And so, you know, that's where I'm at today, where I've stepped away from the tech company that I founded and recently accepted a new opportunity with a unicorn of a company in the real estate space. So happy to talk through all that during the next 20 or so minutes.
Love it. So Jesse, the gift of our listeners is they have all been through their own journeys. And some of them have done exactly what you're talking about, stepped away from something they thought they were supposed to be part of and realized it wasn't making them happy and said, okay, I'm ready to take on something new. It's a big commitment. It's a big choice. And yet I'm willing. And so thank you for being willing to give everyone listening that celebration. And then you have an elephant you want to take on today.
Oh, just one?
Right?
Just one elephant?
Just one today. Yes, we'll call you back for another.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, I mean, so my elephant is the way that society today looks at success. And they see it as something where you snap your fingers and people are successful. You have influencers on social media, and you have, you know, the old school people that just took 10 years to grind it out. And then people look at them as an overnight success. And they'll be the first to say, no, I'm not an overnight success. There was 10, 15, 20 years behind that, that in blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, nobody sees that. And my elephant, and just from my own personal experiences, I started to recognize over the past year to two and really sharing it with a very small circle of mine. And I'm like, I'd share anything with anybody is the failures, the bumps and bruises, the trips and the falls. And it's, you know, just like a baby learning to walk, you still got to pick yourself up, you know, but there's going to be more falls. And after a while, you're going to get the hang of it and start walking. Doesn't mean as grownups, you're still not going to trip and fall. It still happens. And you know, the elephant for me is that exact, you know, I guess guide of just know where your compass points. And if it's all about the success and not about the learning opportunities that got you there and being willing to recognize what it took to get you there, I think that should be more celebrated, right? Everyone wants to see the jets, the Rolls Royces, the Bentleys on Instagram and people flying all over and doing whatever. It's like, that's great. But why don't you share a little bit about how you got there? Because I'm sure it wasn't easy.
Everyone has a story. And Jesse, you are reminding people that, and ironically, we're recording this in May. It most likely will get shared in June. And yet it's Mental Health Awareness Month, right? And the commitment of the mental discipline required for success alone is a whole conversation. Never mind the opportunity to be willing to head on face the failures. And that was part of the conversation of there is very rare situations where people so-called become an overnight success. As you mentioned, the multitude of falling downs, the multitude of knee bruises and or bumps on the head or whatever it may be, happen along the way. And it's scary for people to reveal that. And we ironically in our book called, and we say, the intro and outro says it, to lead and live unlayered, to be willing to say, you know what, I'm in a pickle at this moment. And I'm going to be willing to be transparent with you and share it because I trust you and I know I can be open with you. Yeah. And not everybody you can do that with, and to know that you have that relationship and be willing to know that it's safe and knowing who those people are and when and it's safe to share what and who with, right? And then get more public about it as you keep moving forward and saying, okay, now I'm ready to show the lesson of this experience and how it helps grow me to get to that next level. So Jesse, will you talk a little bit more about how that shows up in conversation, how that's been a part of your journey, and how you got on fire about being a voice for it?
Yeah, so I have noticed as I've gotten more mature in years, I wouldn't say mentally, but more mature in years, that I started to surround myself with more people who are authentic and not only were successful, but were successful in the way that I want to be successful, right? So there are people out there that are making tons of money, that are doing this, that are super successful, if that's how they define success. But I may not like them as a person. I might not like the way they got there. I might not like the methods they used to get there. And so as I started to get a little older and hopefully somewhat wiser, was how do I surround myself with the people that are not only achieving the level of success that I determine, not just money, but, you know, family, health, wealth, like all of that. And I think that going back to the elephant of really identifying and being able to accept, yeah, there are a lot of failures and you need to stop and recognize that. I want to also relate to other people that have gone through similar failures, that picked themselves up and got to a level of success that identifies and matches well with me. Because then at that point, I know, cool, now I'm not wasting my time trying to reach a level of success that I don't even want. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of people see on social media, right? Is a lot of success that they're like, oh, that looks cool. That was cool. But when you get back down to the root of it, you're like, I really can give two craps about that. I really don't want it, but I just want to look cool doing it.
And such a statement there, because some people have both, right? We do know individuals, and one came to mind already, that they've been through a journey. They publicly put in a book their journey, and they are living a so-called Instagram life, if you will. I'm coining that term at the moment. And yet it so often social media can be seen as false. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, because we share the parts that we want to share, not the unpretty moments, right?
Now, well, not even just in business, right? Like on my Instagram, my family is, we're happy-go-lucky 24/7. It's like, no, that's not the case, right? If you were to post every picture on Instagram of what real life was like, actually what's funny is most people would probably appreciate those posts even more than the, okay, perfect little family, whatever people want to call it. But if you start posting the real life stuff, they're like, oh God, I relate to that. Yep, my kids did that too. Oh, yep, argue with my wife or husband about that also.
Exactly. And we are moving into that acceptance. We are moving into that appreciation. And that's what this podcast is all about, is to have the commitment to be willing to sit and say, let's have a conversation about this. Mm-hmm. So thank you for showing how it shows up. And what makes it, you know, and one of my coaches said to me years ago, I cut my teeth on real estate agents. And I thought, how interesting when he said that. And I thought, gosh, he's accurate. You know, in the real estate world, there's an expectation, there's a presence, there's a delivery and process that has been understated and under, or even there's a multitude of other words to use in that. So we've been in the real estate industry for lots of years. We mm-hmm. crossed paths with lots of the same people. And so when you talk about how that plays out in the industry, as well as in when you went into tech, that also played out probably in that industry as well. So will you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So the industry is, there's 1.5 million plus realtors, right, in the US. And the struggle with just the industry in general, especially when I started to cut my teeth in tech, was it's such an old, archaic process with zero standardization and really no ways of teaching everyone how to run a business. And so, you know, realtors or real estate agents are never really taught how to run a business unless they graduated college. I didn't. You know, I think I have two AA degrees. And when I got them in the mail, I was shocked because I was like, oh, wow, I got some kind of degree. Didn't even know that happened. You know, but when you start to dive into real estate, people can know how to sell. If they love to sell, walk people through homes, do open houses, do all that, that's great. The biggest thing, and with the shift that is coming that we kind of talked about earlier, there is a shift that's going to be coming, probably not a crash, but there's going to be a shift. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see what happened back in, you know, 2005, 2006, and so on, is you're going to see that 1.5 dramatically decrease. Because the people in this industry are not going to be able to survive because they didn't learn how to run a business. And, you know, going back to the elephant in the room, they didn't learn or surround themselves with enough people that failed enough that were willing to share with them how they failed and to watch out for those pitfalls.
What a beautiful statement. And all of us have been in the industry long enough to know that the lessons that are getting ready to happen, we've either been through, survived, and or hit the ground in the process and then built ourselves back up, right? Yeah. And so we know from years in the industry and knowing the challenges ahead. And what I'm hearing you say, Jesse, and the conversation that each listener gets to hear is there is an opportunity to look and surround yourself with the people that have learned and have been and built businesses and built multiple businesses. Because I remember watching you and when you started, it was actually something else before it was called Zippy, wasn't it? It was
Pipeline Wizard.
Yep. Pipeline Wizard. Thank you. And I remember being part of that whole journey, watching you continue to grow it. And you made a key statement that a lot of our audience won't know. So I want to make sure to clarify a couple of things. When you say that you were bringing technology into the real estate industry to help them understand, they needed to know their numbers. They needed to know their statistics. So you provided a technical tool to help them track it and measure and systemize and structure it. And it's now a business that is very lucrative. And something that you also recognize you didn't want to be so caught up in, that you didn't get the family time, you didn't get the other pieces. Am I speaking it correctly?
Yeah, I mean, and so from the tech standpoint, you know, when the Pipeline Wizard first launched, and the idea was, you know, everybody wanted to be held accountable. Everyone wanted to track their numbers. They want to know their numbers. The reality was they don't. You know, they don't like accountability. They don't like being told what they're not doing. And to put it into a space that other people potentially could see it if they shared it with their coach or their team leader or their manager, whoever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was a great concept, but ultimately it was a failure. The technology was phenomenal. It was great. Because I didn't build it, right? I had a really good team behind me that did that. And, but the overall concept was sound. The execution could have been better, but the reality was the end user, the client, the real estate professionals, as much as they wanted to track, they didn't. They didn't want to be held accountable. They just want to sell and get paid. And which is why we see a lot of people, the high attrition rate in this industry, mm-hmm. because they just want to sell and get paid. And they think that's as simple as it is, and it's not.
Well, and the interesting thing is you're talking about the awareness of a profit and loss statement, the awareness of a balance statement. Those are business owners' requirements, mm-hmm. and knowing your numbers and knowing every hour I actually purposely build relationships and lead generate, it has a revenue number to it, mm-hmm. and it has a domino impact. And we've spent years helping people discover and learn and understand that. And I get to do that in multiple industries now. And some people are not ready for it right up front. And if I ask them about it right up front, they'd run the other way, yeah. right? So, and you had a platform built for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and on top of that, it's one thing that running a business is not just about you doing it on your own either.
Right.
It's knowing who to hire, why to hire them, and what they're going to be doing. Right. If people didn't want to put their numbers into the system and track it, great. Hire someone to do that for you. You don't know what a P&L is or how to manage your books. Great. Hire somebody to do that for you. You know, so that way you're focused on your top 20% of activities you need to do, which is lead generate, sell, negotiate contracts, and close deals, and hire other people to do everything else that you don't want to do, you don't like to do, or that takes you away from selling.
Well, and you know, Jesse, that actually sets us up quite well for you to share how people get in contact with you and why they want to get in contact with you before I open this up for our final question for our listeners.
No, absolutely. You know, feel free to hit me up on Instagram, Jesse J. Garcia. So JesseJGarcia. Facebook, you can find me there as well. Feel free to shoot me an email, jesse@jessejgarcia.com. Reach out. Always happy to help anyone in this industry, and always willing to share how I've just massively screwed up in my failures as well.
Well, and Jess, is there any other pieces of that puzzle you want to share about your opportunity before you want to hold out for a public announcement?
No, yeah, super excited. So, you know, after stepping away from my own company and, you know, kind of taking the last month or two, just really reflecting on what's going to make me happy and what's going to give me that work-life balance, you know, an opportunity was presented to me that I accepted. And, you know, it's going to be an amazing partnership. And I'm going to be working with Ben Kinney and Chris Suarez, who I madly respect, with their unicorn of a company called Place. And so I am starting to work with them and really help them and build and grow the company and the organization and be able to do what I can do to be a contributor.
Well, and to meet all the needs you were aware of that you just announced, right?
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great. I get to focus on, you know, really adding value and to the top 1% of real estate teams in the country. And I do think that they are the trailblazers. I do think that these large 1% of teams are the trailblazers. I think that they are the ones that are pushing innovation from processes and technology in this industry. And I'm excited to be part of it.
Congratulations. We're excited for you. And we're again going to keep watching the journey with you and be a resource as available. And Jesse, as we wrap up, because the gift of this elephant is failure is real and failure is part of the journey. And most people that are business owners will tell you there's a huge amount of risk in every endeavor. And more often than not, you're going to fail more often than you succeed. It's the big successes that you celebrate, yet you are saying, for this elephant is learning how to celebrate the failures too, because they're part of the lessons, and not to see them as anything else than the lesson, and to surround yourself with that. What would be one tiny elephant for the listener? What would be something they have in their control to consider and or put into action?
So this is one thing I've always struggled with. Is I've always been so driven, so competitive that I don't recognize when I actually succeed or I win. I hate to lose more than I like winning. And so for me, and it's still something I'm trying to work on, is to stop and reflect and go, it's okay to give yourself a pat on the back every once in a while and be able to recognize that you crushed it or did something great or you had a big win and you can share with the people that you love. Me, I'm like, great, did that, on to the next. And it's, no, you got to stop and really appreciate that. And so my thing that I would want everyone listening here is just stop and give yourself credit where credit is due. And really just embrace that, because it will help you mentally, because when you do fall, you're going to need that extra fuel to pick yourself back up.
It's the truth. And you're going to need almost like a journal, a worthwhile or a note app or whatever it may be. And just keep to celebrate the wins or successes.
And yeah. And then the one last thing I'll share is, and this isn't my quote, I forgot who told it to me. But they said, sometimes you need to borrow the belief that someone else has in you. Mm-hmm. And
Absolutely. Yeah,
the last year of my life and my career has been just a rolling hills of emotions up, down. And, you know, one day I woke up, went to my bathroom sink, and on my mirror, my wife put up 20 post-its with affirmations. And it's just, you need that person in your life that's, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, that is just going to make sure that you're just constantly in a very positive mental state. Because again, you need it, and just borrow the belief other people have in you, because they believe in you and it's not fake.
And it is a beautiful gift to give it to others as well.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
What a wonderful wrap up, Jesse. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for investing in our audience and maybe even another country. You know, you never know.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an amazing experience. Thank you.
As always, every conversation with you, Jesse. Have a great day. Bye, everyone. Please share. Please comment. We appreciate your time.
You've been listening to the Elephant in the Room podcast from One Light Ahead. For more content and resources, visit onelightahead.com.